I'm Aaron Pednati, and today I'm interviewing two people from Tech Valley Game Space, the executive director, Taro Amia, and the communication coordinator, Maria Salmon, about current and upcoming events at the space. Taro and Maria, thanks for coming on today. It's good to have you on the show.
Yep.
It's a pleasure.
So to start out, I understand that you're running a game jam for Black History Month. Can you explain to us what a game jam is in general and what the Black History Month game jam is in particular?
Sure. So a game jam is this sort of hackathon of sorts. You try to make a video game or board game in a very short amount of time. These are typically like 48 hours or 1 week, that kind of stuff. But the Black History Game Jam, we are aiming to create a far more casual setup where instead of having a long 48-hour long intense get a game done at the very end kind of thing, we want to make sure that it's as inclusive as possible. So anyone who's coming in, we provide any sort of tutorials and getting them started on learning how to make a game. They don't need to exactly be there at 10 a.m. However, obviously the earlier the better. And they don't need to stay throughout the duration of 8 hours, but longer time you have with communicating with all the mentors that's going to be there in the venue, the more you would learn, we'd assume. Anyways, yeah, we'll be providing board game materials so that you can create your board games. We also have a couple of laptops to get started on making some digital games and so forth. So we hope that it's going to be a very fun time. That starts again at the 17th this month, starting at 10 a.m. and being held at our Tech Valley Game Space location at 33rd Street.
So the idea is to get some of that intensity of a game jam, but also to work with people's schedules and make it easy for a lot of different people to show up?
Yes, naturally. Generally speaking, every game jam usually has a theme. Obviously, this is the Black History Month theme, so anything kind of designed around that specific line of thinking. Or, you know, just general better representation would be accepted.
Yeah, we want to do a little bit of a focus on celebrating the history of African Americans mm-hmm. in the country and seeing how we can create games and how the community who is part of that community and who is part of a community who wants to be interested or take part in celebrating African history, you know, see what they can make and see if we can help out and learn from each other through this event.
So you're also running two panels at Genericon this year. First, can you explain what that is for anyone in our audience who might not know? And tell us about the panels.
Sure, absolutely. Genericon is an anything convention. Basically, it's a celebration of any sort of geek culture at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, better known as RPI. And yeah, we do have two panels. It is the TVGS NU starting at the 23rd, 8 o'clock p.m. and How to Make Your First Game on the 24th at 4:30 p.m.
And you're also hosting an event called Lesson Night, Common Tools for Team Collaboration. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. That is on the 14th, so it's coming up very soon as of this recording, at 6:30. We will be describing about various different tools that you can use that are free to tackle the difficult problem of creating software with a team, often with team members who are working remotely. The difficulty of working with people remotely, of course, is the fact that there's a significant distance in communication. And so it's necessary to kind of organize what sort of ideas goes where your documentation goes, where your communication channels are, how do you schedule a time to, you know, voice chat all the time, how do you summarize what tasks that you need to do to finish a project, so on and so forth. So we'll be covering and demonstrating a few tools during this lesson night, probably going to be about 2 hours long or so. Hopefully educate people in realizing that it's not difficult to put together a team remotely, but it does require a lot of practice and discipline to do so.
This is Aaron Pednati talking to Taro Amia and Maria Salmon about current and upcoming events at Tech Valley Game Space. So you're running a community fair social night as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the community fair aspect of things is a show and tell for anyone, you know, from the local area who like to show off any sort of game making project or game making talent, whether it be digital art, voice acting, sound design, music composition, and so forth. It's really a two-in-one sort of event. Obviously, as a social night, you can bring in any sort of board games, and we try to kind of create a networking environment at the Tech Valley Game Space, again, on the 33rd Street. But it's also an opportunity for us to present what sort of new community updates has been occurring, what sort of new equipment has been set up at our location, so that you can get started on working at that. Are there any sort of new opportunities available in the area, so on and so forth. And again, it's also a good opportunity for people to be like, this is some really cool stuff that I'm making. I'd like to provide an update on that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's
a cool space for people to collaborate in the Capital Region, especially since, you know, the Capital Region is getting a little bit more renowned for being a tech space. So, you know, we have the Tech Valley Game Space, the Tech Valley Center of Gravity, and we have all of these maker spaces popping up and being very successful. So the community that's growing around that has an opportunity to convene here with us and learn from each other and just hang out a bit, get to know each other.
That is happening on Tuesday, the 19th, starting at 6:30.
So my last question is about an interactive showcase that you're running at the Troy Arts Center. What is that event about?
Yes, the interactive showcase occurs every Troy night out, with exceptions of obviously holidays. This month is happening on the 22nd, starting at 5 p.m. and going all the way until 9 p.m. And it'll be held at the second floor of the Arts Center. There's a second floor in that building. Yeah, we basically take over the computer lab and showcase all sorts of locally developed games. And it's simultaneously an opportunity for the developer themselves to be able to have their game, what's called play tested, to have the general public play their game and provide feedback as to what improvements they can make on a first-come, first-served basis. And it's also an opportunity for, you know, the general public to learn that, hey, these are some really cool projects that are happening and being developed in our local area. Obviously, due to its nature, it tends to often present more independent games.
And since that is at the Art Center, does that involve an aesthetic component as well? Is there a sense that this is an artistic exhibition?
Yes. Correct. It is most definitely designed to be as such. The Art Center themselves has come to us trying to find a way to find a merging between technology and art, and this is one of their efforts in doing so. Yeah, it's a showcase of merging of art, music, sound, computers, programming, everything digital, all in one showcase.
Well, Taro and Maria, thanks again for coming on the show. It was nice talking to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.